This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The European Medicines Agency recommended the bloc approve the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine for use on all adults, in contrast to member state Germany, whose vaccines advisory panel advised against its use among those older than 65 due to a lack of data. The vaccine was developed in conjunction with researchers at the University of Oxford. Friday, the Anglo-Swedish pharmaceutical giant welcomed the European Union regulators' approval of its vaccine, although the two groups remain locked in a dispute over its supply. The company's CEO told a news briefing Friday glitches and delays in the manufacturing of coronavirus vaccines are inevitable, given the speed at which they've been developed. He would not comment on the dispute over supplies. Johnson & Johnson said Friday its single-dose vaccine was 66% effective in preventing COVID-19 in a large trial against multiple variants across three continents. In the trial of nearly 44,000 volunteers, the level of protection against moderate and severe COVID-19 varied from 72% in the United States to 66% in Latin America. Kenya said Friday it plans to offer COVID-19 vaccine shots free of charge to its citizens, a health ministry official told Reuters. The official said the East African country will pay $7.70 per shot of the vaccines as negotiated under the COVAX facility. Mozambique's president said Friday Southern Africa's hospitals were being badly strained by a second coronavirus wave driven in part by a new variant that emerged in the region last year. Speaking as chairperson of the Southern African Development Community, he said the region was, quote, deep into the second wave of the pandemic, end quote, and urged members to step up efforts to curb outbreaks. This is VOA News. In the United States, the Biden administration is putting the focus on science as it outlines the next steps in fighting the virus pandemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In the pandemic's early days, Donald Trump stood next to public health experts and repeatedly undermined their message. The Biden administration is starting briefings with just the experts.
And the scientists will speak independently.
Virus response team advisor Andy Slavitt joined in a virtual news conference by new CDC chief Rochelle Walensky, whose agency is projecting a stunning death toll.
479,000 to 514,000. COVID-19 deaths will be reported by February 2021.
Up from 425,000 now. Dr. Anthony Fauci says there is reason to worry about the effect on existing vaccines from virus variants, particularly one from South Africa. But he says adjustments can be made. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Democratic Republic of Congo's prime minister resigned Friday, the presidency said, a move allowing the president to appoint his own premier, supported by a new parliamentary majority. The prime minister was constitutionally required to resign after being censured by the National Assembly Wednesday. A presidency spokesperson said it was too soon to say when the president would appoint the next prime minister. Catalonia will elect its parliament February 14th after a court Friday annulled the regional government's plan to move the vote to May. The election is considered a litmus test for the wealthy northeastern Spain region's separatist movement. Two pro-independence parties currently govern the region, but opinion polls have been split on who could win this time. Rights groups and activists at home and abroad Friday denounced China for barring a prominent Chinese democracy and rights activist from leaving for the United States to care for his cancer-stricken wife. They called the action inhuman and said the communist government has no right to restrict the activist's travel since he is a free man. Italy revoked approval Friday for arms sales to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates over the conflict in Yemen, making permanent an 18-month temporary suspension. Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio said it is, quote, an act that we considered due, a clear message of peace coming from our country. For us, respect for human rights is an unbreakable commitment, end quote. More than 200,000 people have been forced to leave their homes by election-based violence in the Central African Republic in the past 2 months, the UN said Friday, with around half fleeing to neighboring countries. A spokesperson for UNCOR told reporters tens of thousands are facing dire conditions. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts.